Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erechen, Perigimel, Mishnah Aleph, Yeshbe Erechen, Lahakel, Ulahachmir. In the halachis of Erechen, there are sometimes kulois, leniencies, and sometimes things are strict. The Mishnah will soon explain. Bistei Achuza, in regard to the halachis of redeeming a field that you yashin from your ancestors. This field was given over to Hegdish. So in these halachis also, Lahakel, Ulahachmir. There's a leniency, and sometimes there's something that we're strict about. Again, the Mishnah is going to explain. B'shar ha-muyad shehemis es ha-eved, in regard to the halach of b'shar ha-muyad, the shar ha-muyad is a shar that has a chazaka to kill. It attacked people three different times. Now it attacked a fourth time. This time it killed an eved. The halacha is that the owner of the axe has to pay 30 sloyim. So in these halachas, of b'shar ha-muyad shehemis es ha-eved, lahakel, we have leniencies, ulahachmir, and we have chumrais. Again, the Mishnah will soon explain. Ba'inas ha-mafata, ma'itzi shemra. In regard to the halachis of an ainas ha-mafata, we'll soon explain, and a ma'itzi shemra, someone who slanders his wife. He falsely accuses his wife that she wasn't loyal to him when she was an arusa, so he has to pay 100 sloyim. So in regard to these halachas, we will also see lahakel ulahachmir. Sometimes there are leniencies, and sometimes there are chumrais. All right, now let's go back to explain. Yesh be'erichin lahakel ulahachmir. In regard to the halachas of erichin, there are kules and chumrais. Ketzad. How does this work? Echad she'erich es hanosh of Yisrael. Let's say you have a person that said erich so-and-so upon me, and that so-and-so was hanoah, the nicest person, the most handsome person of Yisrael. Could be he would be worth 100 mana, technically speaking, if he was sold on the market. So Echad she'erich es hanosh of Yisrael, whether he did the erichin on this person, or v'yes hakoyer of Yisrael. Or let's say he said Erech so-and-so, and that person was the ugliest man in Klal Yisrael. He may be worth as little as 5 sloyim if he were sold. For both people, assuming that we're talking about a man between 20 and 60, how much does he give? Nicer chamishim selah. He pays what the Torah says. He should give 50 selah. So sometimes there's a tremendous kula. If you pick the handsomest man in Klal Yisrael, there's a tremendous kula. You're paying half the amount. And if you pick the ugliest person, there's a tremendous chumrah. Because you're paying 50 sel and he's only worth 5 on the market. But if a person says, I accept upon myself to give the real value, the actual value of a person to Hegdish, then noisin es shavyai. Then the one who made the neder, he has to take give how much he's worth. How much that person would be worth if he was sold as a slave. Now, the Mefarshim make it very clear over here. You can't put value on a person's life. We're trying to figure out what did this person mean when he said the value of that person. Of course, he didn't mean the real value of a person. The real value of a person, all the money in the world, doesn't equal up to how much a person is worth. But he meant to say, on the market value for such a person. So when it comes to Erechin, sometimes there's a chumra, sometimes there's a kula. If he picks the most handsome person in the quality soul, that if he was sold on the market, it would be 100. It's a kula, it pays only 50. And if he picks the ugliest man, who would be sold for 5, he still has to pay 50, because the Torah says anyone between 20 and 60 pays 50.